Well, next, comedian and actor Russell Brand has been granted bail after appearing in court charged with rape and sexual assault. The 39-year-old was before Westminster Magistrates Court this morning, and correspondent with Channel 5 News, Julian Drucker, was in court. Julian, what happened today?
Hi there. A vast media scrum outside the court today. This was the start of the process for Russell Brand. He was arrested and charged last month. Today was just a 12-minute hearing. He was asked to stand in the dock. He gave his name and address in court and that he's age 49. And then the prosecution read out the various charges. There are accusations from four women. There are charges including that of rape and of sexual assault. These relate to the years between 1999 and 2005, when he was starting his career. He was working on radio and TV stations in the UK. And that was it, a very short hearing. Bail was granted as well.
So a short hearing and those charges read out in court. Has Russell Brand responded to these charges?
He didn't. He was silent as he went into court and silent as he came out, despite the large number of reporters and photographers asking him questions. He released a video 3 weeks ago, when those charges were made public. He said that he had never engaged in non-consensual activity. He said that he was going to look forward to defending himself in court. This all follows several years of reporting on him, in which various serious allegations had been made. He was told today, though, that he must return to the Crown Court, the next step up. This is the Old Bailey, in 4 weeks from today. As I said, no plea was given, but at that hearing in 4 weeks from today, we should hear more details about a possible trial.
And Julian, have we any indication at this stage now how long this is expected to last?
It's not clear. I mean, if there is to be a trial, that could possibly take place early next year. When he was in the dock today, the judge was explaining about bail and the fact that because he splits his time between Britain and America, he was given conditional bail to travel back to America, but that he must give his various addresses to police and to the court. But clearly, though, someone who works on both sides of the Atlantic would make it harder to schedule that trial. So possibly something at the start of next year.
Julian Drucker from Channel 5 News, thanks for joining us this afternoon.